This chazor zechen shabach chet chashag v'yom yehuda mesechet b'masiyah daf nun gimel zakt. We learn the chizkiyah said if someone wants to redeem ma'aseh sheni that's worth less than a pruta, he should say that it's being redeemed with money that was used for other ma'aseh sheni redemption because he surely overestimated when he used that money then, and there must be room within that money for additional ma'aseh sheni redemption. Shekhtam Mishnah says the laws of Truma and Bikurma are similar in that they intentionally eating them improperly, let's say a tummy kayin or a non kayin, results in death at the hands of heaven. And doing so b'shoygi results in the penalty of an additional fifth that must be given to the kayin. Also, they are also for non kehanim. They become bottle if they're mixed in 100 times their amount. The kayin must wash his hands before eating them, and he has to wait for sunset if he was tummy and then went to the mikveh in order to eat them. Now, all these laws do not apply to Ma'aser Sheni, Dr. Reiser. Now, presumably, this means that Ma'aser Sheni would become bottle in a majority. However, according to Chizkiyah, Ma'aser Sheni can always be redeemed and permitted, and as such, should never become bottle in any amount. And for the Gemara, it may be that when the Mishnah says these laws don't apply to Ma'aser Sheni, it means to teach that Ma'aser Sheni does not become bottle at all, and not that it becomes bottle in a simple majority. This can't be what the Mishnah means, because the Mishnah is pointing out the chumrus of Truma, not the coolest. And furthermore, the Mishnah mentions that Truma is considered to be the property of the Kohen, whereas Ma'aser is not. This is a Kula as well. So we see the Mishnah does mention coolest. Furthermore, Ma'aser clearly says that Ma'aser Sheni becomes bottle in a simple majority. And says this is referring to Ma'aser Sheni that is less than the value of a pruta and Ma'aser that was brought into Yerushalayim and then removed. According to Chizkiyah, let him redeem it on the earlier redemption money, as he says, which would mean that according to Chizkiyah, Ma'aser Sheni can always be redeemed and permitted, and as such should never become bottle in any amount. And furthermore, the cases where he did not redeem any other Ma'aser Sheni. Why can't he take another half pruta of Ma'aser Sheni, redeem it together with the half pruta of Ma'aser Sheni in the mixture, and in that way redeem the Ma'aser from the mixture? And furthermore, the Ma'aser in the mixture is only Ma'aser derabanan, because the rice becomes bottle, and the other Ma'aser will be Ma'aser derice. Therefore, we can't combine the two. Why can't he bring Ma'aser Sheni from Demai, which is only Drabon, and combine it with the Ma'aser in the mixture for redemption? And furthermore, he may not do so as Xera, may lead him to do so with the Raisa as well. Why can't I bring two prutas and redeem 1.5 prutas worth of the Raisa Ma'aser on it, and then redeem the Ma'aser in the mixture on the remaining half of the pruta? And for the Gemara, Ma'aser redemption can't take effect on less than a full pruta. Therefore, the redemption of the deraisa ma'aser will only work on one complete pruta and not on the half of the other one. That will leave a half pruta of a deraisa and a half pruta of a derabanan of the remaining pruta, and we have said that we can't have them combined. Why can't he use an Isser coin, meaning larger than a pruta, and redeem less than an Isser's value of ma'aser onto it, leaving room to then also redeem the ma'aser in the mixture? And Marissa, we don't allow that. It's exactly they may come to redeem with two prutas. The Braisa said that ma'aser sheni that was in Yerushalayim and then left becomes bottle in a mixture of a simple majority. Why does it become bottle? Why can't he just take the whole mixture back into Yerushalayim and eat it there? And furthermore, the case is where the ma'aser became tummy and therefore no longer can be eaten. If it became tummy, let him redeem it. Rabbi Lazar has said that ma'aser became tummy may be redeemed even in Yerushalayim. And the Braisa is referring to food that was purchased with money of Ma'aser Sheni, not produce that was separated as Ma'aser Sheni initially, and such food may not be redeemed. Fechmar Mishnah says that such food may be redeemed. Mora says the Braisa follows Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it may not be redeemed. Fechmar, if it follows Rabbi Yehuda, it can't be redeemed even if it never left Yerushalayim. So why does the Braisa specifically talk about Ma'aser that left Yerushalayim? And for the Gemara, we must say that the Braisa is discussing Ma'aser that is still tar and may be eaten. All agree that such Ma'aser may not be redeemed. And the reason the food cannot simply be returned to Yerushalayim is because the case is that the walls of Yerushalayim fell, which is what is meant by that it left. Why it can't be returned. Tekmar Rav has taught that the halacha that once Ma'aser Sheni enters Yerushalayim, it can no longer be redeemed. It's only Derabbanan. Derabbanan never made a gzera for a case when the walls fell down, and if so, the Ma'aser should be redeemed. And for the Gemara, the Derabbanan did not make a difference between when the walls fell down and when they did not. They were gzera in all cases. Up to Gemara. Rav Huna bar Yehuda, in the name of Sheni, said the Braisa that posed a question to Chizkiyah of you when it said that the Ma'aser Sheni becomes bottle is referring to the case where there was less than a pruta and it entered and left Yerushalayim. There, so the reason it can't be redeemed is not because it was less than a pruta, but rather because it entered and then left to Yerushalayim. Why can't take it back into Yerushalayim and eat it there? Most of the cases, the walls of Yerushalayim fell down. Rav has taught that the halacha that once Ma'aser Sheni entered Yerushalayim, it can no longer be redeemed. It's only Derabbanan. The Derabbanan never made exactly the case where the walls fell down. If so, Ma'aser should be redeemed. And for the Gemara, the Rabbanan did not make a difference between when the walls fell down and when they did not, and therefore they were goyes in all cases. For the Gemara, if this is the case, why does the Braisa even mention the Ma'aser was worth less than a pruta? It has nothing to do with the reasoning of the halacha. And for the Gemara, the Braisa is saying, don't think that Ma'aser that has entered and left may not be redeemed only if it's worth a pruta. Rather, this halacha applies to Ma'aser worth less than a pruta as well. The Gemara says, the Braisa says, the pasuk regarding Ma'aser Sheni uses the word mi ma'asrei, which teaches that not all ma'aser can be redeemed, and therefore excludes ma'aser sheni worth less than a pruta from redemption. Rav Ami said that the braisa means that the ma'aser itself is worth less than a pruta, and Rav Asi said that it means that the additional fifth that must be paid is less than a pruta, even if the ma'aser itself is worth a pruta. Such ma'aser cannot be redeemed. Rav Yechon said like Rav Ami, Rav Shlakish said like Rav Asi. which gives the method of Chizkiya to redeem Maisa worth less than Aprutta, says that if Maisa is worth less than Aprutta, it is sufficient to redeem it on other money that was due for redemption. Well, the Maisa, now this makes sense according to Rasi, but according to Rami, that's the whole point of Chizkiya's method. So what's meant by the words, it is sufficient? This remains a kasha.